solution. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. Now you can't always get what you want. Now you can't always get what you want.
Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones performing the One World Together at Home concert curated by Lady Gaga, which aired on all major networks just about a week and a half ago. It was a benefit concert for victims of COVID-19. It might have been the splashiest of all the online concerts that we've had since the beginning of the stay-at-home order, but it's one of many, many that have taken place. Some of them have been long bills of multiple performers to give a kind of festival feel. Others are just a single performer from his or her house performing in front of a small group of fans, maybe just several hundred, enjoying the performance. So my question for you is, of any of these concerts specifically produced during this stay-at-home time of COVID-19, I'm not talking about vintage videos on YouTube, but ones that were specifically presented from home during this time of COVID-19, what performance really stood out to you? 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. You can also post on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or message us on the AirTalk Facebook page. With me, Senior Director of Live Music Coverage at Billboard, Dave Brooks, who's also the founder of Amplify Media, which covered the music and live entertainment industry. Dave, it's good to have you with us again on AirTalk.
Thanks, Larry. I'm glad to be back.
So what for you has been one of the highlights of these special online concerts?
Well, I have a few for you. We did the first ones that happened on St. Patrick's Day was the Dropkick Murphys. And they played from a soundstage in Boston, and it was like a full-on concert, minus the fans. Billboard, we had Hozier, the Irish singer, perform, on the day that Bill Withers passed away. And, he played several Bill Withers covers, and it was incredible. And then John Krasinski, the comedian from The Office and the show on Amazon, he has something called Some Good News. And on the second episode, probably like 2 weeks back, he had the entire cast of Hamilton play kind of the opening number from that musical on Zoom. And I'm a huge Hamilton fan. And so I loved that. That's probably my top one.
And there have been obviously tech challenges along the way in making sure that performances coming from multiple locations are synced. Have you been surprised how well that's worked, even with the potential lag time?
Yeah, I have been surprised. Some of the technology out there is pretty impressive, in terms of being able to kind of mix these things in real time. But, I'll also say if an artist, no matter who it is like shooting a video from their home, I think fans kind of expect glitches here and there. And, I think if they handle it like in a fun way, nobody really minds. It's kind of this moment we're all in together right now,
All right. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. That huge multi-hour bill for the One World concert that Gaga curated, that was a benefit concert. But are there ways, Dave, that musicians are able to monetize these online concerts?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some services that charge a small ticket price for fans, or they can contribute, a tip jar. But I think artists are also kind of cognizant that, the fans are really having a hard time too right now. It's kind of this recession kind of grips the world. So I think you're seeing some sponsors and consumer brands who are stepping up with sponsorships to underwrite some of these efforts. And, you know, bands are selling a lot of merch to do these things. And that's great for fans because they actually get something. You know, that Dropkick Murphys show I told you about on St. Patrick's Day, they created a shirt where the venue said, "Your living room." And they sold like 8,000 of the shirts.
Wow. All right. Dave Brooks of Billboard with us, Senior Director of Live Music Coverage. Lee, in Canoga Park, you're an opera fan, I understand. What did you just see that impressed you?
Yes, the Metropolitan Opera in New York did a four-hour gala with singers from all over the world. They sang from their own homes via Skype.
How was the quality, the sound quality of the opera singers? I'm wondering, because their voices are so big, I wonder if they particularly held up well in home concerts.
For the most part, they did. There were some of them, the voices weren't so good. It worked better when they had live accompaniment. Some of them had pianists with them in their homes. And that worked better. Some of them used their iPods and used recorded music to do their singing.
All right, Lee, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC. Judith posted on the Air Talk Facebook page, "I love the concerts at home by Camerata Pacifica." And in the interest of full disclosure, she writes, "I've played on two of them." Good for you, Judith. They're available on Facebook and YouTube. Judith, thanks so much. John posted on the Air Talk Facebook page, "Paul Simon's simple performance of his song America, performed from somewhere in his home, brought me to tears. An emotional song for this time in our current situation." That's John. John, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. Dave, have you been surprised by how many legacy artists and huge names have so quickly taken to performing free from home?
You know, I was at first, but you know, it became so popular so fast. It's one of those things, like in the music industry, like a lot of kind of entertainment businesses, where nobody, you know, wants to be first, but everybody wants to be second, right? And I think after the Rolling Stones played, and the kind of, like, you know, where they show themselves from each person's home, they play "You Can't Always Get What You Want." I think that, I mean, once the Stones do it, you know, who doesn't want to do it?
All right. Yeah. Let's see. We have Krish in Playa Vista. Krish, your favorite streaming performance so far?
My favorite streaming performance was Julia Cole. She's a small artist out of Nashville. And I'm a recording engineer, and I work with the Rolling Stones. I won a Grammy with them.
Great.
Wow. Years ago. And, you know, musicians are really negatively affected by this. They were already on the brink. And all these smaller artists are having a real tough time. So supporting streams is very important. I have a company, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the air, but we do sponsorship for young artists with Forward Thinking.
You do? Okay. And so you're still identifying artists to support now?
We're doing it more than ever now, and brands are stepping up. And it's amazing to see how brands are helping out with artists because they have no other place to go.
Krish, I appreciate it. So, Dave, just like you're saying, they're advertisers finding a way in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more of a direct connection with the fans of the artists. You know, it's advertisers, I think, are finding that it may be a better use of the money to a specific group than kind of blanketing a television station.
All right. Clint tweets at AirTalk, "Best online performance I've seen in this strange period was Miley Cyrus singing Wish You Were Here on SNL. Moved us to tears. So somber and warm. I've rewatched it a few nights in a row now." That's Clint tweeting at AirTalk. Krish, thank you for your call. Rob in Pasadena, what streamed performance during this stay-at-home period most affected you?
Well, I just grew up being a huge, huge Queen fan, and Brian May of Queen is coming on every other day, every couple of days, and playing a Queen song from his living room and showing musicians how to play it.
Wow.
That was a lot of different musicians that are just absolutely showing us, here how I play the iconic song. And it just blown me away. You know, Brian May is such a brilliant person. He's got a doctorate, and he's just an amazing man. So it's just blown me away.
So it sounds like it's combined performance and instruction.
Exactly. And, you know, he's such a kind man. And so it's just brilliant. And I just love it.
Rob, that's terrific. Thank you so much, Brian May of Queen. 866-893-KPECC. The Air Talk page, kpecc.org. You can post on Facebook, as Robert did. He says the ska punk band Goldfinger has had its members individually playing their instruments from quarantine and posting a song here and there. So he's a big fan of those. And our producer, Matt, said he also saw a couple of these and said they're awesome. Goldfinger, best known for Superman, prominently featured in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater classic video game. 866-893-KPECC. Frank in Arcadia. Frank, you were involved in an at-home musical comedy production. Is that right?
That's right, Larry. I was doing a version of my show, An Evening with Groucho, which I have performed all over the world for the last 30 years. And a lot of my performances and performing arts centers had been canceled. I thought this would be a great way to stay in touch with patrons around the world. And I thought we'd have a few hundred viewing, and it ended up being like about 20,000 people. And it was such a thrill to share the humor. People want to laugh right now, and I was able to sing those crazy Marx Brothers songs that I've done forever, like Lydia the Tattooed Lady, and it was a hoot, and a lot of storytelling, and I was able to give a tour of my living room with all my comedy memorabilia, with Milton Berle and Groucho Marx and Sid Caesar. It was a lot of fun, and it was something that I did early on, mid-March, before there was this wonderful influx of streaming.
Wow.
I plan on doing it again. So it's been a treat.
So Frank Ferrante joining us, who does portrays Groucho Marx. So Frank, are you doing like a full-length production like you would do when you're on tour?
No, it's actually not. I started to 45 minutes, kind of highlight. So I'm doing one-liners and singing, you know, Hooray for Captain Spaulding, but also telling show business stories and talking about, you know, I love the theater, so I'll show someone a painting that Zero Mostel did, or there'll be a portrait of Uncle Milton.
That's nice.
It's a little bit of everything. So it's a more intimate kind of performance. And I've been really fortunate because I've done the show for about 3,000 performances in multiple continents, and I get to talk to people that I won't be able to see for a while.
So good. Frank, thanks so much. Frank Ferrante. Dave Brooks of Billboard, just in closing, as long as this goes, you anticipate we're going to be hearing additional artists performing from home?
Oh, I think so. I think not only are we going to kind of have these, one-time performances, those performances, I think you're going to see more artists like doing regular performances from their home. Melissa Etheridge and the Cold War Kids and, you know, Sophie Tucker all doing daily streams of new material. So I think this could keep going, not even past this crisis, which I, hope ends soon. So we need to get back out and see some live music too.
Yeah, boy, I'm with you. I so miss, as someone who goes to a lot of live music, I'm going through withdrawals. Dave Brooks, Senior Director of Live Music Coverage at Billboard, thanks so much. Alice in Los Feliz says, I've so been enjoying the National Theater performances. They're free and great. And Susan in Hemet says, Andrea Bocelli, my favorite at-home concert on Easter Sunday. Shelley in Highland Park, I tuned in for the Willie Nelson 420 celebration hosted by him and his son on Facebook. They had a lot of other artists on as well. It was a lot of fun for 420. All right, Shelley, thanks very much. We leave you with Post Malone, who live streamed a Nirvana tribute concert for coronavirus relief last Friday. It's Air Talk, back in 90 seconds.